Community leaders in the Bordeaux area of Davidson County say they exercised their nuclear option this week by cleaning up a blighted shopping center, even though it meant going onto someone else's private property. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports the publicity stunt was intended to send a message that Bordeaux wants more metro and private investment.
More than a year ago, a light pole fell in the center of this cracked and potholed parking lot on Clarksville Highway. So a cordless saw was readied in the hands of Metro Councilman Scott Davis.
See what happens when this community works together.
And the eyesore he did cut, with another council member, DaCosta Hastings, helping pry it apart.
And the community has spoken. We want a mixed-use community, good living, affordable housing, along with upscale. We no longer want to be the downtrodden community.
Hastings says the civic vigilantes probably crossed into murky legal territory with their act, but that something needed to be done about the broken glass and exposed wires. Metro Codes has initiated action against the landowner, including for issues other than the light pole. The broader message was that historically black Bordeaux has been neglected for too long by private businesses, financial institutions, and Metro. The group will petition for more city infrastructure dollars and stronger enforcement of rules that are intended to help minority and disadvantaged businesses. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.